Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oops, and here's the mama montage.
I'm so mad at my mother.
Brave it, mama!
Mother's no alpha man.
You got to have a mother for me.
Mama.
Mama mia. Mama mia.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh, mama.
Mommy.
Hello, mother.
Mama.
Yeah, mama.
I told
mommy. Mama, mama, machita.
Mama loves mambo.
Very clever.
The Don and Mike Show.
When they lay it out, they play it out.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right, just ahead of the Mother's Day mix. Oh, Harvey Danger. Yeah. I used to like this song. This guy's the rock.
Yeah.
Unlike Chris Daughtry. This is great. Yanni brought this in. Somebody emailed this to us. A guy named Mark. Okay, thank you, Mark. He was online today with Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
Online, where Chris Daughtry did an interview with them. Listen to some of his answers. This is from today.
Does he still believe in his own press?
Yeah. Entertainment Weekly. Chris, we are flabbergasted. We don't know what to say. Chris. Yeah, I didn't expect to be doing this interview today. It's definitely unexpected. It's one of those things that makes you stronger. You have to take it and run with it. You're already at the It Will Make Me Stronger place? Well, I'm devastated. But I'm trying to look at the bigger picture. I'm trying to see what the bigger picture is. The way Ryan delivered the news was pretty harsh. Saying a lot of people thought you would win and then saying you were going home. Yeah, dude, it was cold.
Oh, God.
It had nothing to do with him personally. It's a TV show. That's part of the show. Probably wouldn't have had the same effect if he had been like, Chris, I'm sorry, buddy. He got the reaction it deserved. Face it. Nobody expected it.
Oh, God.
I wasn't the pick to go home. I'm the pick to win. I'm not trying to... And he's already lost.
Right, right.
I'm not trying to sound overconfident. But everyone had been telling me. Even the judges said it was going to be a Chris and Taylor finale. You try not to buy into that, but when you hear it so much, you think, yeah, they're right. My hopes were up. I was starting to see there's an opportunity to win this thing. And then to have this happen, and it says, ooh, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
Gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I'm a rocker.
We watched the moment back again and realized that Ryan Seacrest wouldn't have said the line about people thinking you would win unless you were going home because it would have been unfair to the other contestants. When he said that, did you start to think that maybe something bad was about to go down?
It's a good question. I like that question.
Yeah, dude, comma. When he said that, I was like, comma, oh boy. But I thought he was about to say, Chris, you can sit down. I was like, dude. I can't believe he just said that. It did not feel real at all.
No.
Did you watch the episode from Thursday night? You look stunned. Or Wednesday night, I'm sorry. Did you watch the episode from Wednesday night? You look stunned. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it all day.
Yeah.
So what the heck happened? You know, I had a good night. I felt people may have gotten a little comfortable. People thought, this guy's going to win. I don't need to vote for him tonight. Maybe someone else is going to take care of that. You can't expect somebody to do it for you.
No.
You know, life goes on.
Here's the bitterness right there.
Can't say I'm happy. It's definitely a big disappointment. I'm disappointed in the way things turned out. I'm going to keep on plugging. At some level, people wonder if this is the best thing that could have happened to you. You'll never be the American Idol Chris Daugherty or American Idol runner-up Chris Daugherty. Yeah, you got to think of it that way. When a door closes, another opens.
Oh, boy.
I know there's several big doors that are going to open for me. I have to tell you, I think Tuesday night was one of your best nights. I loved both your songs and was surprised by the lukewarm reaction. I watched the episode back, expecting to go, maybe it wasn't that good. Honestly, it was good. It was one of the weeks I was happiest with. I was like, that was good. And I'm real happy with that. At least I went out on a good note.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah. What do you do? Nothing prepares you for this. I'm asking you. What do you do? I guess you just wait for the offers to pour in. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't have a bad night and the judges bashed me, it would have been different. What didn't the judges hear? Honestly, feeling my heart, Simon didn't like the second song. I don't think it was me. It was the song.
Right.
Do you think maybe your voice was strained from last week? My voice was fine this week. Last week was definitely hard for me vocally. I was not 100%. The low parts? I love singing low. My wife is the first to criticize me. Normally she agrees with Simon. And last week she was like, comma, you know that wasn't the right song for you to do. I was disagreeing with her like husbands do. But this week she was like, I don't understand. You totally should have won.
Totally.
And then the last thing.
Sounds like somebody's transcribing what he's saying.
Word for word, comma for comma.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. And then the last thing. The crowd went crazy when you sang Love Me Tender. Simon said in an interview, if you'd chosen to sing that on Tuesday, you'd still be in the competition. Do you have any regrets? I don't. I don't think that's the cause. I think it has to do with people being like, well, he's obviously safe. What do you do? Maybe my fans didn't want me to win.
That's right.
Okay. Eat it. Just
there he goes.
Just eat it.
Well, yeah. I assume he will get the record deal, too.
He goes on and on, and he's
just... I mean, I think he will be one of the few that's not the top two to get a record deal.
So full of it.
The new lead singer for Fuel now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he got offered the job. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's taken it. I also read that he auditioned for Rockstar in Excess and got turned down when that show...
Did he really?
When that show was trying to get the ground going.
He can't negotiate with Fuel until his summer tour with all the other idols is done.
Yes. Coming to a theater near you.
All right, so that's the latest on the guy from American Idol. Pretty funny stuff from Entertainment Weekly. And now, let's clear out the machines. I make you no promises here. I've only really done this perfectly 1 year.
This is a tribute.
To moms.
Now, this is our Mother's Day tribute. If you have a mother, I would assume everyone does. Mm-hmm.
Joe.
You want... I'm almost everyone. You want to really enjoy this.
What you got to know is the genesis of this song, at least my genesis of this song, is a spoken word song by Jimmy Dean called I.O.U. Mm-hmm. And while the sentiment is great and everybody loves their mom, you know, me notwithstanding, it is seriously, even back in 1979 when it came out, just the jivest piece of ass that you're ever going to hear.
Yeah.
Well, back when I worked at this radio station, WPGC, in the late 70s, early 80s, with Scott Shannon, who we've talked about endlessly on the show, he loved Hee Haw Radio. Mm-hmm. And he had a rule on Mother's Day that you had to play this song, mm-hmm. and you had to play it seriously.
Yes.
And because all the DJs goofed on it all the time, he ended up, like, the third year cutting his own intro, where you would pull out the tape, and it would say, I.O.U. by Jimmy Dean, must play once during shift.
Right.
No talk. Right. So you would take it, you would put it in, you'd play the jingle, going, WPGC, and then it's his voice going, WPGC wishes all mothers a happy Mother's Day. And he said it just so no disc jockey would ever do anything hinky with the record.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, to Shannon, this was like...
The sacred cow.
Really? Yeah. I mean,
so to speak.
And we used to sit around, and it's 6 minutes long.
Right.
So it was like you could go outside, have a cigarette, talk with your friends on the telephone.
Sure.
And without fail, the request lines would ring.
Yeah.
And generally speaking...
And there are people that can't listen to this song without clouding up.
Generally speaking...
But your version, it's impossible to cloud up.
The response, and this is what pissed the disc jockeys off. Uh-huh. The response was always 100% positive.
Yeah.
100% positive.
Yeehaw.
Surprising that Shannon would find a way to put his voice on the air.
Hello.
Everybody. Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
Okay, there he is. So now without further ado, so that's how I found out about this dumb song.
Right.
And now, let me see, we've got...
Now our tribute to Mothers Everywhere.
We've got Mommy Dearest.
Throw Mama from the Train. That was a classic Mama song.
A
show.
Right. You know, where's some of the Soprano stuff I had pulled? Because I love No F and ZD, and you know, him with his mom, and Yeah. But really, the workhorse on this baby is Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest, the greatest mommy movie ever made.
Oh, you got to bear with me because you'll hear me doing this stuff as I shuffle the tapes in and out. Here we go. Without further ado, a tribute to moms.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps. You usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom?
What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? What's wire hangers doing in this closet?
You listening?
Answer me!
Mom, I owe you for so many things.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat.
A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late.
Come on, let's see another one.
Enough, John.
But I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion. But you always had a heart as big as a house.
Owen, you did it, didn't you, Owen?
No, Mama, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, Mama, honest to God, I didn't do it.
You told them to take me away.
I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger.
Only a kid.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win.
Turkey out of tuna fish. And two big old strapping boys out of leftovers.
I don't want her growing up a spoiled Hollywood brat just because she's Crawford's daughter.
I owe you for cleaning services. For the daily scrubbing of face and ears.
No, Mama, no. You came to take me away.
All work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life.
I love you, Mommy dearest.
I love you, Tina, darling.
And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do. For drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up.
Here I go! Get it!
Hurry! Christina! Christopher! Damn it! Carolyn, I ask you to keep the children quiet today! And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden!
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom is not feeling very well.
Not feeling well, my foot.
I'm sorry.
You little bastard, I said you desert me. Hmm? And that's it. The only way they'll get me out of here is to drive me out. You're going to have to take me out of the pine spot.
Oh, no.
Get out!
Good night.
Get out of my house! Owen!
And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Oh, no. Important things like
don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Mervin! Mervin! Mervin!
What?
Get me a soda with some ice in it.
And probably most important of all was, be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident.
Joan! Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful. It's wonderful! You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
And owe you for veterinarian services. For feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope.
Ellen, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Owen, come on.
All right.
When you were writing a letter.
No.
And for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment.
Oh, reporter. I told you how important this is to me. I told you.
Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you, because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays.
Box office, boys. Poison.
And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work. For building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. You got bullied and leave his corpse to take care of me.
He's dead?
See for yourself.
Larry, my friend. My friend, Larry.
My friend. You little crybaby.
And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows.
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing.
And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on.
Great. Different. Oh, God. Some help here. I want all of these branches cleared out of here now. Caroline and Christopher, start clearing away all these branches. Start gathering them up. Go on. Get the wheelbarrow and the rake.
Tina, bring me the axe. We're going to the big finish now.
Tina! Bring me the axe!
How are you for carrying charges? For carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy has just got to have.
Nothing, Mama.
Things like old pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife.
Christina, you haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
It's rare, not raw.
But it's got all this red juice when I push on it.
Then don't push on it.
And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget.
Darling, rare meat is good for you. The doctor said so. Christina,
Meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked.
When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
I noticed it. You were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie.
I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
In the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
The person I owe him to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full.
Get the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword.
Cuts both ways.
Cuts both ways.
For just one kiss.
Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
In four little words.
Because I am not one of your fans!
In four little words. Mom.
You lost again.
I love you.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina.
That'd be the end of it this year, I think. That'd
I
be
love
it.
You, Mommy dear.
I love you, Tina, darling.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
happy wow. Mother's Day. Very nice. Happy Mother's go. Day.
There's nice. A couple of spots where they kind of overlap.
Yeah, but you know what? You do it on the fly. That's done with one. You doing it on the fly.
Done with
I loved
love.
It. That's and, nice. I, you know, was it new? I believe the Olivia Soprano was a
yes.
new entry this year, and she held up with, you know, with Owen's mama from the train. It was great.
And next year we'll add some Carm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Good.
This my man. There's my handsome man.
All right, all you mothers.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
God forgive you.
Or happy day, whatever it is. Happy made-up day.
Yes, Mother's Day.
We come back. Oh, Bobby Mailman.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Now, he's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. He's an entrepreneur. He's a sex machine to all the chicks. He's
that's
a
right,
mailman.
He
he's a government agent.
He's got
he's
new
a
teeth.
Professional bowler. Yeah, he's had his teeth yanked out. We gave him brand new teeth. And he wants to be a comedian.
Yes.
So when we come back, it's the open stage. We'll give him 5 minutes for open mic and then 5 minutes for audience reaction.
Very good. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
So stand by for a real aspiring stand-up talent that we found on the streets of Washington, D.C.
It's kind of like our little American Idol.
It's a man named Bob.
A man named Bob.
He's a man named Bob.
That's the name of the stand-up show.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.